السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the biography of Sayyidina Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه. So now we come to some virtues of Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه. It was narrated that Abu Musa رضي الله عنه said, I was with Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم in one of the gardens of Madina Munawwara, when a man came and asked for the gate to be opened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, open the gate for him and give him the glad tidings of Jannat. I opened the gate and I saw that it was Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and I gave him glad tidings of Jannat. He praised Allah Ta'ala. Then another man came, he knocked, he asked for the gate to be opened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, open the gate for him and give him the glad tidings of Jannat. I opened the gate and I saw that it was Umar radiallahu anhu. So I gave him also the glad tidings of what Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He too praised Allah Ta'ala. Then another man asked for the gate to be opened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, open the gate for him and give him the glad tidings of Jannah. But also there will be a calamity that will befall him. So when I went to the gate, it was Uthman radiallahu anhu. I told him what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He praised Allah ta'ala. And then he said, Wallahu al-musta'an. That Allah ta'ala is the one whose help I seek. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him that tidings of Jannat, مَعَ بَلْوَى تُصِيبُهُ, with a difficulty that will afflict him. So regarding the difficulty, I seek Allah Ta'ala's help. So this is a virtue of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. On another occasion, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed the mountain of Uhud, accompanied by Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, Sayyiduna Umar, Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhum. You know, just one point to marvel. Uhud is in Madina Munawwara. So this incident took place in Madina Munawwara. What is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's age in Madina Munawwara? 53 plus. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is climbing Mount Uhud. So how fit was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And they didn't have all this khakis and all what we got. Normal champal, what they were wearing, their normal shoes, climbing Mount Uhud. So they climbed the mountain. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, Sayyiduna Umar, Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what happened was the mountain shook. Mountain of Uhud shook. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the mountain. And he said, Uskun Uhud. So be still, O Uhud. And the Rawi says, Adhunnuhu darabahu birijlihi. That I think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also tapped his foot on the mountain. And then he said, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا نَبِيٌّ وَصِدِّيقٌ وَشَهِيدًا. That there is nobody upon you except a Nabi, referring to himself, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَصِدِّيق, meaning Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, وَشَهِيدًا, and two martyrs. Umar radiallahu an and Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, both of them were martyred. So already from that time they knew that this is going to happen to us. We are going to be martyred. But we don't find that they then tried to save themselves, don't take part in jihad, all that. They still put themselves in the front. Yesterday I was reading one ajeeb thing about Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi. You see, he loved jihad so much that if you wanted to get close to him, just talk about jihad. Anybody talk about jihad, He listened to you. He listened to you, whatever you got to say. So Ibn Shaddad, rahimahullah, who was very close to Salahuddin Ayyubi, rahmatullah alayh, he wrote a whole kitab, on Salahuddin Ayyubi, rahmatullah alayh's request. So he wrote a whole kitab, all the ayat, all the ahadith, everything with regards to jihad. So Ibn Shaddad explains that once Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi was very sick. He had boils on his body from his waist down. A lot of boils appeared on his body. So you know, boils are painful, fever, right? Discomfort. But he's still on a horseback taking part in jihad in that condition. So Ibn Shaddad is telling him that, you know, you need to rest, you need to take it easy. So he said, for as long as I'm on the back of my horse, I got no pain. As soon as I get off the horse, then I feel the pain. See, it's passion. When you got passion for something, then you are prepared to sacrifice anything. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them, or is telling the mountain, that uskun ya Uhud, for laysa alayka illa nabiyun wa siddiqun wa shahidan. So both of them, they knew who was the siddiq. Abu Bakr known was the siddiq. So the two shuhada are going to be Umar al-Nawn and Usman radiallahu anhu. But they didn't run away now. So hey, we'd rather go and stay somewhere else. Don't go to the battlefield. No. It was narrated from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on Hira, mountain of Hira. And here was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, and Talha bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. And here also the rock shook. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ihda, fama alayka illa nabiyun, o siddiqun, o shahidun. Be calm, for there is no one on you but a prophet, siddiq, and a martyr. It was narrated from Yahya bin Sa'id bin Al-As, that Sa'id bin Al-As radiallahu anhu told him, that Ma'isha radiallahu anha, an honorable wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Uthman radiallahu anhu told him. So he heard this incident from Ma'isha radiallahu anha, and he heard it from Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. That once, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying down. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came, he asked for permission to enter. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission to enter, and he remained as he was. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying down on the bed. He stayed exactly how he was, and he allowed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to come in. So Abu Bakr, whatever calm he had, whatever he wanted to ask, whatever, he finished and he went away. Then Umar radiallahu anhu came. He asked permission to enter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission to enter, and also he stayed just like how he was. Umar radiallahu anhu came, he fulfilled his need, he went away. Then Uthman radiallahu anhu came. He asked permission to enter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set up. He said to Ma'isha radiallahu anha, you also cover yourself properly. He also made himself neat, everything. And then gave him permission to enter. So Uthman radiallahu anhu came, he fulfilled his need, he went away. Then Ma'isha radiallahu anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr came, Umar came, radiallahu anhu, you still stayed the same, everything casual, you spoke to them. But when Uthman radiallahu anhu came, then you set up, made yourself, you know, everything. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Uthmana, Rajulun Hayyun. So Uthman radiallahu anhu, lot of modesty. Wa inni khashitu, and I feared, in adhintu lahu ala tilkal hal, Allah yablugha ilayya fi hajatihi. Say, if I feared that if I just allowed him to enter while I was in that condition, he would not present his need to me. See, he has so much of haya in him, that you are to come, you know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting, not am I, leave it. Let me go away. Now look at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the other end, how much consideration he had now. That, you know what, I know his tabiat. If he sees me like that, he won't ask what he wants to ask. So let me put myself in such a condition that he too will feel comfortable to ask whatever he wants to ask. Now do we think like that? No. Be only ourselves. Me, myself and I. That's my world. Not consideration for the next one, next one's feelings, how that one will react if I say this, let me rather not say this, let me rather not do that. This is what akhlaq is all about. It was narrated from Abu Salama bin Abdul Rahman that Ma'isha radiallahu anha narrated that once Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying down and his shin was uncovered. Now normally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to wear his bottom garment halfway, right? So now it was a little bit higher. It was a little bit higher than that. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came, Umar radiallahu anhu came, they came and they sat there. Nabi Sallam carried on sitting as he was. But when Usman radiallahu anhu came, Nabi Sallam sat up, straightened his garment. Right? So, when he left, Ma'isha radiallahu anhu said, Abu Bakr came, you didn't stir for him. Umar radiallahu anhu came, you didn't stir for him. But when Usman radiallahu anhu came, then you set up, straighten your garment, everything. So on this occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ala astahi min rajulin tastahi minhul malaika. Should I not show modesty for a person before him, before whom even the malaika feel shy? Such high modesty he got that even the malaika feel shy in front of him. The main characteristic of Uthman radiallahu anhu is modesty. And modesty results from the great respect for the one who is looking at him, as well as awareness of some faults that he can see in himself. So when you regard your own self to be full of faults, now you are very modest. But when you feel we are perfect, now you want to show. No. It is as if he was overwhelmed by the glory of Allah Ta'ala and he regarded himself to be full of faults and shortcomings. These are of the lofty sifat of those who are close to Allah Ta'ala. Thus Usman radiallahu anhu was raised in status. So the chosen one of Allah Ta'ala's creation, meaning Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, felt a sense of modesty and shyness before him. Just as the one who loves Allah, the one who loves Allah, loves Allah's close friends also, and the one who fears Allah will be feared by all also. It was narrated that Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Arhamu ummati Abu Bakr wa ashadduha fi deenillahi Umar. Normally you hear this in the Jummah khutbah. Wa asdakuha haya'an Uthman wa a'lamuha bil halali wal harami Mu'adh ibn Jabal wa aqra'uha li kitabillahi Ubayyun وأعلمها بالفرائض زيد بن ثابت ولكل أمة أمين وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. Now normally in the Jummah khutbah you hear وأقلاهم علي. So the most compassionate of my ummah is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The one who is strictest in adherence to deen is Umar radiallahu anhu. The most sincere in modesty is Usman radiallahu anhu. The most knowledgeable about halal and haram is Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. The most knowledgeable about the book of Allah Ta'ala, Quran Sharif, is Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu anhu. The most knowledgeable about the laws of inheritance is Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. And every ummah has a keeper of secrets. And the keeper of the secrets of this ummah is Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala. So these were some virtues of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Now we come to some ahadith with regards to the fitna during which Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu would be made shaheed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already mentioned certain things. So it was narrated from Abdullah bin Hawala that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man naja min thalathin faqad naja. فَقَدْ نَجَى ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ مَوْتِ وَالدَّجَّالِ وَقَتْلِ خَلِيفَةٍ مُسْتَبِرٍ بِالْحَقِّ مُعْطِيهِ. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, whoever is saved from three things, he indeed is saved. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this thrice. Man naja min thalathin faqad naja. That person who is saved from three things, he is really truly saved. So the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is my death. The passing away of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is Dajjal. The fitnas of Dajjal. And the third thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is the murder of a khalif who is persevering in adhering to the truth and fulfilling his duty. He was not guilty at all. It is well known that the khalif was killed when he was persevering in adhering to the truth and fulfilling his duty was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Circumstantial evidence suggests that the khalif who is referred to in this hadith is Usman radiallahu anhu. Right? So this hadith, Allah Ta'ala knows best, but it points to the importance of avoiding partaking in this turmoil in word or in deed. Indeed means taking part by inciting and stirring up turmoil. Some people, they like to create fitna. Don't stir up problems. Don't stir up trouble. And in word means talking about it, repeating fabrications about it, saying things that are not true. Thus the hadith applies to the ummah in general, not just those who were alive at the time of the fitna which claimed the life of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. So we'll stop there for today. We'll continue with these ahadith inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته